Pastor Patricia Thomas, let's receive her by saying amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen, Pastor Thomas.
God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. I know God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. I know God is great. He's greatly to be praised. God, he's great in my soul. Oh, I know God is great. He's greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. I know God is great. He's greatly to be praised. God, he's great in my soul. Oh, I know God is great. He's greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. Well, he's greatly to be praised. He's greatly to be praised. He's greatly to be praised in my soul. Oh, he's greatly to be praised. My God is great. God is great in my soul. I know God is great. He's greatly to be praised. God, he's great in my soul. Oh, I know God is great. He's greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. Well, he's greatly to be praised. He's greatly to be praised. He's greatly to be praised in my soul. Oh, he's greatly to be praised. My God is great. God is great in my soul. I want everybody to bow your heads. Amen. We're going to reach out to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for what you've already done, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing and yet what you're going to do. God, to you be the glory, God, for all the things you have done. To you be the glory, God, for all the things that you are doing and all the things that you're yet going to do. Lord, you are great. And you are greatly to be praised, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to go greatly before us, Lord God. Even, God, throughout the rest of this service, in Jesus' name, Lord God, you will continue to have your way, Lord God. Glory to God. Lord, we worship you today. Hallelujah. Somebody come on and worship the Lord today. Come on, it up, Oshata. Come on, let's glory to God. Magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord. Yeah, the Lord, Bashaka, Rabakando, Handala Bahasata, Ishandala Bahaya. Lift your hands and give God the praise. It alone shata. Reach out to him in the spirit today. Handala Bahashata. We're not doing it the way we want to do it. We're doing the way God wants it done. Somebody give God the praise. It alone shaya. Every round goes higher and higher. Glory to God. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. It alone shaya. Handala Bahaya. We pay a price, hallelujah, to be used of God. We don't move out in our flesh, we move by the Spirit. Somebody give God the praise. Let the Lord be exalted and all of my enemies be scattered. Somebody else to give God the praise. I said, let the Lord be exalted and all my enemies be scattered at a lobo shot. Somebody else to reach out to the Lord at a lobo shot. Hallelujah, it's God. Hallelujah, do it the work in us, not by our ability, not by our might. He called Rabbi Kasei. Hallelujah, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody reach on out and thank him right now. Somebody thank him right now. Glory to God. Handala Bahaya. Somebody worship him right now. Let's worship him a little bit. Glory to God. Nobody had to force you to worship him. Nobody had to make you worship. Worship him in your own way. Somebody give God the praise. Because he's as great like that. He's Shatta. He's Shola Bahaya. He's great. Hallelujah. And he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He's a joy, my salvation. Yes, he is. He's a joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. Well, he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. Well, he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. Well, he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. He's my joy. He's my joy. He's my joy. He's my joy. Joy, joy. Joy, joy. Joy, joy. Joy, joy. He's my joy. He's my joy. He's my joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy in the morning. Joy in the noonday. Joy in the evening. Joy all day long. God is my joy. God is my joy. God is my joy. God is my joy. He's my joy. He's my joy. He's my joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy in the morning. Joy in the noonday. Joy in the evening. Joy all day long. He's my joy. He's my joy. He's my joy. He's my joy. Joy in my heart. Joy in my soul, peace in my mind. Joy of the Holy Ghost. It's the joy of the Holy Ghost. It's the joy of the Holy Ghost. It's the joy of the Holy Ghost. Makes me clap my hands. Makes me stomp my feet. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Praise the Lord with me. He's my joy. He's my joy. He's my joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy in the morning. Joy in the noonday. Joy in the evening. Joy all day long. I feel his joy. I feel his joy. I feel his joy. Moving in my soul. He's my joy. He's my joy. He's my joy. Joy, joy, joy. It's the joy of the Holy Ghost. It's the joy of the Holy Ghost. Moves in my soul. It's the joy of the Holy Ghost. Moves in my mind. I feel his joy. I feel his joy. I feel his joy. I feel his joy. Deep in my soul. I feel the Holy Ghost. Deep down in my soul. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm going to clap my hands. I'm going to stomp my feet. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Praise the Lord with me. Feel that joy. Feel that joy. I feel his joy. Moving in my heart. I feel his joy. Moving in my mind. I feel his joy. I feel his joy. I feel his joy. I feel his joy. Joy, 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 joy. Joy of the Holy Ghost. Joy, 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 joy. Joy of the Holy Ghost. Joy, 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 joy. Joy of the Holy Ghost. Joy, 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 joy. Let me hear you say joy. Joy. Joy, joy. Joy, joy. 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 Joy, joy. Joy, joy. Joy, joy. Joy, joy. Yeah. Somebody praise. Somebody praise. Somebody praise. Somebody praise. Come on and clap your hands. Come on, praise the Lord. Come on, lift him up. Oh, yeah. Somebody wave your hands to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're going to go on and just get you right to the word. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for everyone out today and participating and getting to the service. Amen. Amen. I want to ask you to turn your Bibles to 1 John. 1 John, that's the last John near Revelations. 1 John, not the St. John. 1 John, chapter 5, and verse, we'll start at verse 4. And we're gonna come, we got quite a bit of reading here today, this morning, so amen. If you get a little tired, I don't think you'd be no tired than me. Amen. I'm about the oldest one in here, so I know y'all been standing a little bit before me, but I've been standing, like the little boy say, for a long time. Amen. We're going to go on and read 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Then we're going to skip down to 14 and 15 verse. It says, for whatsoever is born of God, or whosoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. We want to go on and skip to verse 14 and 15. It's right next over next page or the same page. And this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Amen. All right. We want to go in and turn also to the book of Hebrews. Turn to the book of Hebrews. Chapter 10. In verse 35-39. When you have that, would you say amen? Amen. All right. Cast not. Remember that word not. Every word is very important. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And our last verse will be found in Mark 11, amen, chapter 11 and verse 22 through 26. When you have that, would you say amen? Amen. All right. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. Verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Verse 25 and 26. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, if you have aught against any, that your Father also is in heaven may forgive you of your trespass. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespass. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk about today This is the victory that overcomes the world. Amen. Even your faith. Amen. Your faith will get you through everything. Not some things, if you use your faith. The Bible said the Lord has given to every man a measure of faith. God has given. So nobody can go around and say, I just don't have no faith. Or I don't have no faith to believe God, because the Bible, that would be, you know, God is not a partiality God. He wouldn't give some a measure and wouldn't give the others, nobody, the other ones nothing. But he had given to every person, every man, a measure of faith. God has put faith, given you the ability to have faith to believe him. Now it's up to you for your faith to develop and grow. And a lot of people like to use that scripture. The Lord said, if you have faith, there's a grain of a mustard seed. That's all you need. Well, that's all you need, but God don't want your faith to stay small. He wants it to grow. Amen? And how your faith grows is by trusting and believing God. The Lord may allow you to start off with some small things. And then as you begin to get stronger in your faith, believing God, with that, then you'll be able to believe him for greater things, bigger things. Amen? Amen. So, this is the victory that's going to overcome the world. It said, whatsoever or whosoever is born of God. And it's like you, God said, if you're born of me, you have my spirit, which is the seed, the word of God. Amen. You must be born again of the water and the spirit that you can understand the things of the kingdom. Amen. So, when his spirit is birthed in you, that's also faith birthed in you. Amen. And the ability, he has given you that ability to believe him. There's no such thing that I can't believe. I just can't believe the Lord. Amen. You believe everything else. You can believe God. Amen. 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 It says, whatsoever, whosoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And what it means is that we overcome any obstacle that look like it's too big for you to overcome. You, through your faith, you could triumph through anything. Amen. That's not going to say that your situation or your trouble is going to, everything is going to vanish away. You're not going to have no more trouble. You may still have that trouble, but you can still triumph in the spirit and keep the joy of the Lord as your strength. Somebody give God the praise. And that's the only way you'll be able to do it. So whatsoever is born of God, overcome it. The world, and this is the victory. Amen. The victory, victory is when you, amen, conquer something. Victory is when you win something. Amen. Somebody, you know, just like the Colts play or anybody else play, they say everybody's excited because they won. That's victory. Amen. Amen. You can get victory, have victory through your trials and tests. Amen. Over here. Amen. You can glory to God. You don't have to go through stuff and be down and depressed and discouraged. Amen. About it. You can go through things. Amen. When you go through things, it's like God wants you to win. Amen. He wants me to win. Do we always win? No, sometimes we win and sometimes we lose, but it's the will of God that you win. Amen. If you get into the word of God and see what the word of God is saying, you may look like you're going down, but you will not go out. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. You can get through anything with your faith. Amen. Because faith is nothing but the spirit of God pressing through you through any challenge. And life is full of challenges. We have a lot of challenges. We have mind challenges. We have physical challenges. We have challenges all about external. We have a lot of things that we go through. Amen. But if you turn your face to the Lord, amen, in prayer, talk to him and tell him about whatever you need to talk to him about, God will give you the grace, amen, to go through it. Somebody give God a praise. If you believe that, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And saying this is a victory that overcometh the world. It's overcoming the anything that you're going through. I'm making it personal. It overcome the world, but it's really saying your faith is going to help you conquer anything that you are going through in life if you use your faith. Faith is trust and confidence in God. Faith is not trust and confidence in yourself. It's confidence and trust in God. Amen. And it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. Verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in him. In who? This is the confidence. This is assurance. The assurance that we have in God. That if we ask anything according to his will. If it's the will of God. If it's God's will. And somebody said, well, how would I know it's God's will? By reading his word. Amen. It's God's will for you to have a job. It's God's will for you to be above and not beneath. It's God's will for your bills to be paid. Somebody said, well, why come they're not paid? Amen. You need to go back to the Lord and say, Lord, where have I missed it? Because God sure didn't miss it. Amen. His word is already established. We got to just find out how this thing works. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. This word has been written way before you and I even got in this earth. You just got to find out how it works. A lot of people say, well, I quote this scripture and I quote it, but it's not working for me. Remember, honey, it's not God's fault. It's your fault. You got to find out, do I actually believe what I read? Do I actually believe what God said in his word? Because when you believe what God said in his word, it will work for you. It might not work for you at the same time you think it ought to work. God has his own way. He has his own time because his thoughts is not your time. How many of you know God just don't think like we think? Amen. God's not going to come down to your level. You're not going to make God do anything. Amen. You're going to have to come up to God's level. Amen. When you think of something, you need to examine and say, is this actually God's way? Is God leading me this way? Is God guiding me this way? And that's why sometimes we have so many troubles and stuff, because we handle stuff in the flesh all the time. We go by the flesh system, and then it don't work for us, and then we want to blame God and blame everybody else when we messed up. But if you acknowledge God in all your ways, he said he will direct your path. He didn't say acknowledge me and then you go run ahead of me and you make your own way. He said acknowledge me in all your ways and I'll lead you and I'll guide you. And he don't run. God don't run real fast. I guess if somebody say, well, how do you know? You ever seen God? You ever seen him run anyway? Just watch you. If you read the word of God and have a communication, you get to learn some things about God. God don't do stuff fast, sloppy, and quick, fast, and hurry. He just don't move like that. Amen. He'll let you, amen. So all your wild oaks, he'll let you go buck wild. Amen. He'll be sitting there waiting on you. Because he knows you're going to come back and you're going to need him. Amen. You done ran ahead of him in your mind, ran ahead of him in your thoughts. You done got all out in the flesh and just shook it up and shook it down and just messed yourself up. And if you're doing that, God is, amen, he's sitting back. You know, God is, my expression, he's a pretty cool God. Amen. Really. When I say that, with all respect, God is not sitting on, in other words, like a bird on a tree, having a nervous breakdown. Oh, I wonder how I'm going to feed them. Oh, I wonder. God already know how all that. God's not shocked or surprised about nothing that you go through. He's not shocked and surprised by nothing I go through. All he do is just waiting for you to come and ask for his help. Amen. And God don't, but we think, you know, the older you get and the more you wisdom you get in God's word, you'll find out God is not actually in a hurry. And you can know that yourself because some things you've been waiting on for a while. So that lets you know, you know, God is not in a hurry. Not that he's not sitting back letting you just suffer and be tormented and everything, but he's doing a work in you. He's doing a work in your situation. Amen. And if he jumped to your rescue immediately about everything, you would never know how to trust God. Amen. So even, you know, God, I mean, some people like get just so disworked up, so discouraged, you know, just like, I just quit. You know, you might not say it's like, I'm tired. I ain't going to church no more. I'm vexed. I'm frustrated. I just quit. Well, people quit all the time and they sow every day. But they make a decision, get back up and get back to moving. If you stay down there too long, the devil going to smother you out. God's not going to have a nervous breakdown because you say you quit. I ain't going to church. I'm vexed. I'm irritated. He's not going to have a nervous breakdown like that. He's just going to help somebody else along the way and give you a chance to get yourself together. Amen. Amen. You have to take your time and live holy. Amen. Amen. And even sometimes you may look at, I was listening to somebody and saying, they said, any great man or woman of God that you see God use greatly, honey, believe they went through some stuff before they got, because God will qualify you. Amen. God's going to qualify you. We won't do stuff quick, fast, in a hurry. Amen. God will build your character and everything and cause you to be effective. Because if you don't have character built in you, you're going to fall flat on your face. Amen. Character is your behavior, your mannerism, your attitude. how you handle situations, how you deal with people. God, he'll work on all that. Years sometimes. It takes years sometimes. It depends on the person. He'll work with all that, and he'll use you in an unusual way. He'll use you in a way. He's not going to use you. Most of the time, God's not going to use you the way you think he's going to use you. Because, see, he's the one that's running the ship, remember? He's the one running the ship. He's not going to use you where you think. You got it all set up which way God's going to use you. God has a different way that he's going to use you. Because he's God. Somebody give God a praise. And this is the confidence that we have in him. This is the assurance that we have in him. The belief, the faith that we have in him. That if we ask anything. He didn't say if you just ask something. He said if you ask anything. Any little thing, any big thing, anything means anything. Can't get no greater definition than that. Anything means anything. According to his will. He said, long as it's in my will. He said, you can ask anything, but it's got to be in my will. Somebody said, well, I don't know how I know it's in your will. Read the word of God. And see, you'll find some scripture, amen, should find some scripture in here that if you ask something, if it's in his will, you will find something in here that lets you know, God, that's all right for God for me to have that. Is it all right for me to have somebody else's husband? No. That's not in the will of God. You don't have to break it on down to you. Is it right for me to have somebody else's wife? No. Is it all right for me to go out and steal something? No. Because he said, if you steal, lying and stealing, you're going to hell. You don't get that mess right. Amen. So some things is common sense. You may know. And some things, if you don't know, ask God. Lord, show me if this is your will, I want to have. Yeah, the Lord, he wants you to have nice things. He wants you to be, he said, above all things, I wish you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. Don't you know God wants you to have a good mind? God wants you to have good health. God wants you to have, amen, be able to pay your bills. God is not getting no glory out of you. Then don't have none of those things. God don't get praise for that. God gets glory when you can tell the story how he moved for you. You might have been in one place one minute, amen, and didn't have, or you might have been sick over here, didn't have, but when God resurrected and do all those things, he came for you to come back and tell a story. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Reason we live beneath our privileges because we do not get in the word enough. We just pick it up when we get to church, but we do not get in the word enough to study the word of God to see all our benefits. See what rightfully belongs to you. You grab a promise in the word of God and you say, this belongs to me. The devil will tell you, no, you cannot have it. The devil will tell you, you got to live beneath your privileges the rest of your life. You cannot have nice things. You cannot have no money. You cannot have good health. You cannot have any of that. But if you settle for that, it's yours. But when you read that word and you say, no, something wrong with this picture. And I know God is not a man that he should lie. So we have to find out, what am I doing to cause my problem? If there's nothing I'm doing to cause my problem, this must be a something for God to settle for me. There's something. And you got to make sure you're not part of the solution of your problem. Because you know what? God is just not going to come and tie your shoes for you and wipe your and comb your hair and do everything. Things you can do. He's not going to do that. He expects you to take care of you. You know, prior to even my example myself, I was telling the Lord, I said, I don't know, I guess as I get a little older, your body changes, your digestive system changes, and everything. It's just some things you eat, you just can't eat later. You can't even 6 o'clock. After 6 o'clock, there seems to be the latest you can about eat. When your food digests real well, you don't have to be bothered with stomach aches and all that kind of stuff, and toiling and turning and everything. If something keeps happening over and over, you need to find out what is really the problem. We blame everything on, hey, my grandmother had it, my sister had it, and that's why I got it. You want that mess, you can keep that mess, but that don't have to be your story. Amen. Right. Amen? That don't have to be your story. Amen? Glory to God. God can teach you how to eat. He can teach you how to care for your body, how to get some rest and everything, that you will flourish. It's certain things you have to do. Amen. God's not going to come and do it all. Some people just read that scripture. Well, God said he wants me to be healed. Yeah, he wants you to be healed. But what are you doing to help to get your healing? Amen. It's just, ain't no sense of telling people throwing out there about faith and don't show them how to work with their faith. Amen. God, amen. He see when you don't have income to pay your bills and stuff. You talking to him and you do all in your power to what you can do to help yourself. And what you can't do, God going to help you with that. Amen. It's just as simple as that. And it said, this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything, he didn't say it had to be a particular. He said anything. Nothing's too small for you to ask God for. Nothing's too big for you to ask God for. Because God can do abundantly above all that you think or ask, according to the power that working on the inside of you. Can somebody say amen?
Thank you, Jesus.
And it says, verse 15, he said, if we know. And that point say, if we know, that means you might not know. That's really what it's saying. Y'all read that? It said, I'm going to go back to 14 again. We're doing a little teaching and preaching. But it say, this is the confidence. This is the assurance. This is the assurance that we have in him that we ask anything according to his will, he hear it us. Verse 15. And if we know. That word if is saying a lot. Because some people don't know. Why they don't know? Because you don't read your word. You don't get in the word, you don't study the word. But it say, if you know that he heard us, if we know, if you believe that God, the first verse where he said, if you believe that he hear you, it say, whatsoever you ask, whatsoever you ask, ye know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. God said, you can count on it if you believe it. You may ask God for something. That's because you don't see it manifest right then. You're not supposed to give say it's not going to happen. Because God got his set time and he know when he going to send it your way. But when you pray for something, the Lord said, when you believe when you pray. See, that's it. You don't believe down the road. Right when you pray, you believe. So why would you even be praying if you're not going to believe? At the end of the day, why do we even pray? When you really think about why would you even waste prayer? Waste your time praying to God if you don't believe he hear you. But see, we don't think about it like that. We just, Lord bless my four and no more. Lord bless Susie. Why you doing it? Your man on somebody bless your prayers of this bounce. You're not praying effectively. How many know God is a holy God and amen? He's a God to be represented. You got to go straight to him and move all the other stuff away before you go straight to him so you can hit that connection. So you can, when you go away from, in prayer, you know that he heard you. Amen. So it says, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Whatever you asking God for, a house, car, a job, health, or whatever, yeah, you got to believe it to a manifest. And you got to start talking about it and thanking God, not walking around. See, you got to be in there on the same page with God. That's what I'm trying to say. If God has spoken one thing of his promise in your, you can't go and talk double talk. And if you speak opposite from what God says, it would not work for you. Somebody say, what do you mean? Let's say you say, Lord, I'm believing you for a nice home. I'm believing you for a mate. I'm believing for this thing. You can't sit there and say, I don't know. I'm never going to get that home. I'm never going to get that mate. I'm never going to get. It's like, you talk double talk. You talk, and even if you acted, and you just acted out like nothing's going to happen, it's not going to happen for you. I'm talking about faith today. The devil will fight you, yes. The devil will fight you and say, you know, that you've been waiting for the Lord for that a long time. That ain't going to happen. This ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. And then he start pulling your spirit down, start getting discouraged. You got to rebuke that when the devil come and pull your spirit down. Amen. Change, amen, will confuse your enemy. Do something different. Get your mind off of it and do something different. Act like it's happening anyway. And when God see that you're doing that, give you a manifestation. You're going to see something. Sometimes we're like, well, all my whole situation ain't cleared up. I'm still going to do this. Honey, I guarantee if you go back and look again, God done something. Amen. Somebody tell yourself, say, God done something. Point to yourself and say, God done something. Amen. If he ain't doing nothing, keep your mind that you didn't go lose your mind over what you gained to. He done something. Somebody give God the praise. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. You know, I was just thinking, when you come before God's people, kind of little, getting away from the lesson a little bit, but I'm going back. It's just like you cooking for God's people. Even when you're not even just getting before God's people, they say you, amen, you just at home trying to reach out for God. You got to feed yourself like you do in the natural. I don't know about that. I might have to redo that. Because I don't know how you feed yourself in the natural. If you eat a lot of junk food, that ain't going to be good. So I have to take that back. Amen. But you have to feed yourself. Even being a minister, you can't feed people if you have nothing to feed them. Amen. You got to feed yourself, not just the word. You got to feed yourself, amen, walking in the word too. It's like when you minister, you're getting food prepared, spiritual food prepared. And it's not what you say, what you want to preach, it's what God give you. But you have got to been to travel somewhere in your soul so you can have something to say. Amen. It's like when you go to eat a meal, and Lord Jesus, some of this stuff out here is right. I may eat out sometime on Sunday, but during the week and stuff, I don't eat a lot of McDonald's, all that stuff. I don't. I may stop somewhere. Yesterday I was out and I said, it's so late, have time to get back home, and I was like, I didn't fix me anything for home. I'm like, I ain't got no sandwich in a while. I don't even want to. I was like, where should I go? Then I thought about how that grease they have on them McDonald's things. Sometimes they give me a sandwich soaked full of grease. So I said, I can't eat that. So I'm thinking like, oh, I don't want to go there. I said, I just want a sandwich because my stomach had been bothering me a little bit for something I had ate the other day at home. And I think like, well, I don't want to put that. I said, I got to eat something before I get too late. By the time I get home, put this stuff up, and it's going to be late. So I said, I don't do Arby's that much. I don't do none of them that much. So I said, let me go to Arby's. Maybe they have less grease. I don't remember soaking with grease and stuff. But it wasn't soaking with grease, but it was about burnt up. What I got. And all hard, too. And I asked this lady for some large curly fries. Looked like she gave me the mountain of them. And I think that's why my stomach was having the other that later on. I said, see there? I said, that's garbage. That ain't been put in my stomach. When you start eating a different way, you put this stuff in your stomach, gosh, somebody ain't used to that no more. It's like when you feed people, you have got to bend and went somewhere in your soul and be, you can't feed people, amen, if you ain't spent no time before the Lord yourself. You can't feed people a good meal, amen, they get some stuff in and you, they won't have enough to carry them. We need fuel to carry us. Can I get amen? We need spiritual fuel to carry us. You have a couple services within a week. Wednesday Bible class. We don't have a lot of service over here. We have Wednesday Bible class. And we have one service on Sunday. Amen. Most people are not going to do them, but get them two meals. So you better feed them good. That's right. You have to feed God's people. Don't give them, amen, crackers and apple jacks, amen. It's not going to be enough. You get up here as a minister, feed God's people. Amen. Get somewhere yourself and get some prayer in and feed God's people, amen. And you got to give you something to say, amen. Going back to the message, amen, amen. But God is going to give you that faith to overcome the world, amen. Glory to God. And you know what? Let me get back. The Lord, let me say this. You're so much effective. You can help people so much when you are that example that you're putting out for them to follow. You're putting word out there for them to follow. Be that example. Be that example. God will make you so effective. Amen. When people leave, they'll remember what you say. They'll remember what God said through you. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. And even in the book of Hebrews, it says, cast not. Can everybody say not?
Not.
Getting back to this, every time I get to go here, I'm like backtracking back this way. Ministry is not something that looks this easy. It looks easy, but you're getting up behind a pulpit, it's not easy. You want to know that God surely called you and anointed you to help give you something to say. And you'll know it, and everybody else will know it. Amen. Somebody tell you God called you to the ministry, and that may be a start, but you better seek God and say, did he really call me? Because you really, most people that God called don't even want to be preaching. And they got something to say. And most people that get out there and just go, they don't have anything to say. But this is a time that people need a word. They need God's word to help them. Amen. When they are not around their sisters and brothers, they're not at the church. They need something to encourage them. They need something they can fall back on and say, I heard this being preached. In the book of Hebrews, it says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. God is saying, that's because something look like it's not happening, look like it's slow happening, look like it's never going to happen. God said, don't throw away, means to cast, don't throw away your confidence and trust in the Lord. Hang on to it, hold on to it with everything that you got within you. Like that song they say, I would trust in the Lord till the day I die. Trust in the Lord, honey. I don't care how great the situation is. Trust in the Lord. Don't trust in people. Don't trust in Donald Trump. Don't trust in Obama. Don't trust all these people. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Cast not away. Don't throw away your confidence in God. Don't let the devils tell you he has not done it. He's not going to do it. And I'm just might as well walk away from God. Don't do it. Cast not away your confidence because it has great recompense of reward. You know, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is going to reward you. God is going to reward me. A lot of time when your reward is just about ready to be given to you, people about ready to throw in the towel. Your reward could be today. Your reward can be next week. It could be tomorrow. But God's saying, don't throw away your confidence because I'm coming your way to reward you for your believing me. Somebody give God a praise. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. But God said, reason I don't come as quick as you want to me to come, I said, because you have need of what? Patience. I have need of patience. You have need of patience. Patience has helped develop your character. Helps you make you a better man. Help you make you a better woman. Patience. For you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. God said you wait on me. Don't cast away your confidence. Because God said, while you're waiting on me, I'm working patience in you. Amen. And he said, and then after then, you will what? After then, you might work. After then, you're going to what? After, it said, for you have need of patience. After you have done the will of God, you may what? Anybody in that word? Anybody reading the word? Got the word? I heard one way back there. Come on, wait for y'all. Speed it up. This is almost like a Bible class and all blended in. Verse 36. I'm trying to help you so you can grab something from that word. Follow the preacher in the word so you'll know. Verse 36, let's read it together. Patience. That after
ye have done the will of
God. Come on.
You
might receive. So they let you know if you got to do them first two things that you receive the promise. You want to know. Sometimes you want to know why I haven't received the promise. All you got to do is check that and see if I did the other two things. I said thanks. Thanks. Woo. Ye have received the patience. You have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, is you might receive the promise. God's not a man that he should lie. If God promised you something, it's going to come to pass. You just got to know God said it. For a little while. Verse 37, it says, for yet a little while. See, God calls it a little while. We call it a lifetime. Am I right? You've been waiting on stuff. You feel like I've been waiting on this all my life. And God said, just a little while. See, they let you know right there that his ways is not like your ways, and he don't think like, because the 1,000 years is like a day with the Lord, and a thousand days is a year with the Lord, and 1,000 years vice versa. It's like one day. God can look at some in eternity like that, because he's God. This is 1,000 years. We're thinking like this one day, Lord. He said, no, it's 1,000 years. Amen. That's just the way how great he is. That's why he's God. And beside him, there's not another. It said, for yet a little while, he that shall come. God didn't say, I think I'm going to come. Shall mean it's good as done. It's good as done. It's the same as been done. For yet a little while, he that shall come. He said, I'm surely coming. You can bank on that. And he said, and I would not tarry. Somebody said, well, Lord, it seems like it's being delayed. That's your delay, but that's not God's delay. And the delay is not a deny. Somebody give God the praise. And the verse 38 said, now the just, now the righteous, now those that are serving me, living for me, shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. So you can draw back in your soul. You don't have to open your mouth. You can get indifferent with God. We get indifferent with people, but you can get indifferent with God. If you don't watch yourself, the devil will have you to get indifferent with God. When you get indifferent with God, that means you didn't got out the spirit. You didn't got into your flesh. The devil say, you're going through all this and God ain't fixed it yet. I ain't going to church today. I ain't going to read the word today. I ain't going to pray today. I don't want to hear nothing about God. And you ain't told nobody, but in your spirit, you done drew back. Oh boy, I must have hit a live wire. Because it's quiet. When you're like that, that means you done hit a live wire. You step, you just stay right there. It's like, we all done had encounters. But I found out a long time ago, it don't do no good to draw back from God. Amen. Because really, at the end of the day, you're going to have to play catch up. Because you think you're going to go past that place where you got stuck at? He's going to take you right back to that place. You got to overcome that. Mm-hmm. Amen? So you got to overcome that, and then you got to go on that. So this is like the person, a child or a grown up, you go to school, you going to school, you're supposed to be doing your homework, giving your homework and everything. Some people say, I'll just cheat and I'll just study. What they used to tell a long time ago, read the front of the book and the back of the book and you'll know what went on. But no, you really don't. You don't know what all happened in the in-betweens. They tell you that, go real fast, let's do that. Then when they have the real test, you're going to get a big F. You're going to flunk out because you ain't even read all in between. You don't even know all the intricate things that happened in that story. So you're going to have to go way back. And some people get so discouraged that they quit school. Then it's time for you to get a job. You can't get a job. Did you graduate? No. Did you do this? No. And don't be for the mercy of God. You be just messed up. Amen. So, God, we have to get all of that. Amen. Amen. So that you can receive the promises of God. Amen. He said, for you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you receive the will of God. And it said, for yet a little while, and he that shall come, he will come. God said, if I say I'm coming, I'm going to take care of this for you. How many got promises that God has spoke to you? Let me see your hand. Don't give up on those promises. Don't give up on those promises. But the promise, they will come closer to you and come to pass more quicker for you if you start praising God. Praising God for those promises like it's already happening. Amen. Even you don't have to get up always in the church. Dude, that's in your prayer. Say, Lord, I thank you for that. Most time we go back and start all over again. Lord, I want you to do this. Man, we asked him that one time before. And it's different approaches in prayer. Yeah, while you're waiting on something, you just say, Lord, this keep me encouraged. I say things like that because the devil comes back and try to fight you about what you don't have. So you got to say, you can't go back and forget all what he said. You can't, Lord, I need you to, okay, you said, Lord, I need my bills paid. I need you to pay these bills. I need you to help me do this and that. Sometimes if you're in doubt, if you got some doubt there, yeah, you might have to keep till you correct your doubt. Not correct God, but correct your doubt. Till you get it out your system. And then you can come back and say, Lord, I'm struggling with this because it hasn't happened. And this right here is due or that's coming my way. And I don't know what I'm going to do. But you got to put on the end, but I trust you. You still got to speak faith some kind of way over your situation. But if you speak fear, like they said, if a big dog or something walking, amen. I was walking one day. I think I was talking to my sister on the phone. I was walking down there by Shapiro. And I didn't see this man had two big dogs, like walking them. And I don't trust people. They got dogs. They always say they got a hold on them, honey. A dog can get away from you. And I'm thinking like, boy, we walking real close. But I told my sister, I said, ooh. And I said, it's two big old dogs coming up the other way. And I told her, I kept talking to her. I said, I'm gonna get my mind off of them dogs. I said, I don't want them to smell fear. Because somebody say dogs smell fear, they may attack. I can't be acting like I'm scared. So, you know. And you got to act like you, same thing, you got to apply that. You got to keep on walking and don't be afraid. Because God haven't given us the spirit of fear. Fear has torment. Read your Bible. There's torment in fear. Can't sleep, can't eat, trouble, nervous, anxious, stressed out. Fear has, amen, torment. So you have to, amen, to grab a hold of the promises and hold on to them. And ask God when the times you feel afraid. Because David said there was times I felt afraid. There's times you would feel afraid of your situation. You don't know how. The devil tell you, you know, he'll paint you an ugly picture and tell you this is the way it's going to be. But if God didn't tell you that, you got to delete that. Somebody say push the delete button. You got to say, no, I'm in accord with God. And it says, for a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe in of the saving of the soul. God said, don't draw back. Don't draw back in your spirit. Don't draw back and say, I can't do it. But keep moving forward. And ask God to give you the strength to keep on moving forward. Amen. Say, but who draw back into perdition? That means we're not them to draw back into sin. That's what perdition means. We're not going to go back the other way where God delivers us from because we're afraid. Amen. And in the book of Mark, our last book, anybody getting anything out of this? Amen. And it says, Mark the 11th chapter and verse 22-26. It said, and Jesus answered them. It said, and Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. Or have somebody, it was translated, have the faith of God. God is given to every man a measure of faith. So he's giving you the ability to believe him. When all odds looks the other way. For verily I say unto you, verse 23. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, somebody say a mountain. Well, he's not about talking about a literal mountain. He's giving an example. How many of you know you got some mountains in your life? Mountains is something that you can't seem to look over, and you don't know how you're going to get through it. That's a mountain. Amen? So, it says, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea, and shall not what? Shall not doubt in his heart. Doubt will come. A spirit of unbelief will come and try to haunt you and tell you God's not going to do it. But the Lord said, "It shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he say or she say shall come to pass." He shall have whatsoever he say. God said, you shall have whatever that you trust in God for. When you press it, see, sometimes we forget, we think God don't look at our efforts, but God does look at our efforts. God said, he's not unrighteous to forget our labor of love. God see those times when you have pressed through things on top of pressed through things, and you press through things, and you yet press through things. He see those times. And those times are going to be accounted for you. He's going to reward you for trusting him. That's all. He didn't tell you get up and build the house. He didn't tell you go and do nothing physically. He said, just believe me. And he want to reward you. Because the Lord said he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And on the other end, God said it's impossible to please him if you don't believe him. Amen? And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. And he shall have whatsoever he say. Verse 24 said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. What things you desire when you pray. When you praying. He didn't say just think of something you desire. He said when you pray, because that means you request, you're making a prayer request unto him. Desire something, but you're not verbalizing it. You're not asking God for it. You're not saying to God that this is in your head. You want something. God wants you, because you're using your faith when you ask for something that you cannot do yourself. So he wants you to open your mouth, talk to him in prayer, and say, Lord, I need this. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. So if you, he that receive not, ask, you have not because you ask not. Need a job, but I'm just going to sit up here and just sit around and I don't know. You don't ask God for a job. You don't ask him to give you directions, go out look for one. You don't ask for a job. There's no job coming to you. You ask God for divine health, but you don't try to eat right. You don't try to exercise. You don't try to do none of these things. You just sit there and just eat all the wrong stuff and you just sit there with your arms folded. Lord, heal me. No healing coming to you. I'm just putting it out just like it is. You ask God for something, there is certain things you have got to do. When Jesus went about healing the sick, he told some people, stand up, whatever he had to do. They didn't just lay down. He didn't say, when anything he prayed about, he told him to act it out once she prayed over it. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe. God said, if you believe me, you're going to receive them. And you should have them. Here's another thing that would hinder your prayers. You got all the rest of it down pat. But this part right here in verse 25. It said, when you stand praying, forgive. If you got unforgiveness in your heart, you got strife in your heart, you got a bad spirit, you got an indifferent spirit, your spirit ain't right. If you have aught, you got something against anybody. And you got bitterness, hatefulness, all that in your heart against somebody. It said, and when you stand praying, forgive, get that out of your heart. He said, get that stuff out of your heart. If you have any ought against any, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive you and your trespasses. Amen. Do you forgive somebody else? We want God to forgive us and we going around holding stuff in our heart against other people. God's not going to forgive you if you don't let it go against somebody else. I don't care if they hurt you 10 years ago. How many? You would go to your grave that way till you let it go. Verse 26 says, and if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespass. Amen? We're talking about here, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. This is when more like a Bible study, but that's okay for them that don't. Get the Bible class. You got your Bible study today. Amen. Not saying don't come Wednesday. So I pray to deliver us. But amen. Faith is what's going to help you overcome. Remember, your praise is good. It takes you, keeps you edified. Amen. Praying is good. Amen. Coming to the house of God is great. But you have got to use and exercise your faith. Faith is trust and confidence in nobody but God. Don't put all your eggs in one basket and trust all these other people and things. It would fall because they're human like you. The Bible said, curses be the man that leaneth to the arm of flesh. Even in this position that I'm in, amen, you have to be so careful. You got to put your confidence in God. You can't put your confidence in people. You put as much as you don't put all of your confidence in people because they may not be able to perform. Amen. And it be the truth to you. A lot of times you don't know when people tell you stuff, you don't know if it's right or wrong. You leave it to God. Amen. God's teaching me, being young, a pastor. I'm a little old in age, but I'm not real old. God teaches me to keep the stress off of you. Whatever people tell you, if they say the wall is blue, that's why I couldn't be here because the wall fell down. And they say, uh-huh. Because now, time, you don't watch folks for years and years. You're going to get all twisted. And, what you say? You said no. Ain't nobody got time for that. If you say it's green, honey, it's green. You go with it. That's your wall. That's your thing. It's your thing. You do what you want to do with it. Because I ain't God. God ain't told me to go and police nobody. Amen. Amen.
Oh, that's right.
I ain't going to go around police. You don't police yourself. I ain't got no energy for stuff like that. I'm going to take my energy, amen, and get what God wants me to have. And like the Lord said, if I need silver and gold, I ain't going to ask none of y'all for it. He gonna sit there and ask you for it because you be lying to him. I think I got it. I think I don't have it. Have y'all twisted? I tell the Lord, I ain't kidding. I'm just being honest. If people tell you, sometimes you can read right through what they say, but you just gonna say, uh-huh. God ain't gonna have you be a stupid pastor. Right. He'll put you, if he called you, he gonna equip you, honey. People tell you all kind of stuff. You know, I got stuck in a jam. I went up a tree. With a paddle. I couldn't get out to sea. Everything. Okay? That's all right? Because payday is coming out the way. God gonna pay you for them truth or for them lies. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, God, I know people that are pastor and stuff. I got some close acquaintance. I ain't gonna be all stressed out. We gotta tell nobody to have no seminar and evaluate everybody and think you'll be crazy. Ain't nobody got time to do that. Let your word be your bond. Let your word be your guide, honey. Amen. I'm done with the message. Amen. I don't got the meddling now, but I'm telling you, it's like sometimes you got. I heard a preacher say, "Yeah, sometimes when that word comes, people get to running, and you know, it's almost like you turn a light on. I ain't calling nobody roast. The roast scatter. Turn that light on, folks get to running. That word be. But God said, "That's all right. You coming back? You think I'm coming back with everything I remember? Now God said, "I remember the night when, and the day and the hour when you was dodging me." How many know God know how to come back and teach us and wake us up? Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody said, I thought I would come today. You would rub my head over and like the man Elijah tell me to go to the sweetest Jordan. Come, don't tell me to go to Jordan. Might have went to Jordan today. Amen. And God, somebody said, oh, I came to hear all this praising, praising, praising. Where's your faith at today? Sometimes God sent a message a different way. Where's your faith? He'll put some, give you something that's going to stick with your rear. Because you're going to need faith. The Lord said, when I come back, will I find faith? When God come back to this world, He's coming with people that are ready and waiting for him. He's not coming back for unbelievers, not waiting, looking for him. Amen. If you're not looking for the Lord to come get you, honey, take you to heaven with, he's not coming for you. He's coming for the ones that are looking for him. Amen? How many want to go to heaven?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Let's stand to your feet and just worship the Lord. It's